Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Sorry, a bit husky today and I don't even know why. Oh good, I'm getting a cold again. But you know, I'm a boy so I don't like to talk about it much. Whinge. Now yesterday we were talking about how we've noticed on a lot of people's Facebook and Twitter profiles, blokes this is, that they are kind of taking a picture of themselves and looking all kind of coy in a suit. It seems to be the thing to do at the moment. Quite a lot of people are doing it.
Mm. I was saying you should do it. But then that girl phoned in and said that you can actually get special photo shoots done.
Yeah, in America, where they actually, you can pay like $100 and get your own photo shoot just for your Facebook or Twitter profile. Now, I would like to direct you to the blog that we've got at Radio 1 Online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Loads of people on Twitter last night were going, why haven't you changed your picture? I thought you were going to put a suit on and take one. I haven't had a chance to do that, but we've gone kind of one step further, really. As we were talking on the show about how some people put way too much effort into their profile pictures, we have decided to give it a go, me and Becky.
Basically, we've had a shoot done.
We've had a photo shoot done. But ours is more like those ones that you see.
Well, I said we want one for our profile and we ended up, well, how would you describe it?
It's like those ones, you know, in certain photographic shops, you see like pictures in the windows and they're all kind of like quite 80s hair, quite 80s clothes, and everyone's doing that kind of hot,
sometimes with a bunch of flowers, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
They give you props, don't they, some of them? Quite big hair.
You will like these photos. If you go online to our blog now, these could be our new profile pics, if you fancy it. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. I remember my mum had one of these done in the 80s.
She?
Yeah.
You see, there you go. You've said it, in the 80s.
In the
80s. I'm not sure if these are going to cut it on Twitter now.
I'd particularly like the one of me with the Rubik's Cube.
That is a good one. Why did you, I thought it was because you wanted, wasn't bring your own props.
I like them
Why
a lot.
Why did you choose a Rubik's Cube?
Go and have a look at our
things.
Go and have a look at our photo shoot that we've done at bbc.co.uk/radio1. You'll like. Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Mandy.
Mandy, what are you doing today?
Revising Spanish.
Oh. Hola.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
What?
Muy bien.
Yeah.
muy bien.
Right,
that's all
anyway.
I can do. Anyway, whereabouts are you, please?
I'm in Farnham, Moreland now.
Okay, how can I help you, please?
I looked at your photos online and you look creepy, but Becky looks so cute.
Oh, thank you.
Do you mean the Becky pigtails one is quite good for our photo shoot, I think?
That is very, I think that should be Becky's new profile picture. She looks so adorable. She's so sweet.
I know. The one in those horrible white glasses and the blue glove, no need for that one, Becky, really.
What, if you've got one glove, why can't I have one glove?
You do actually look quite nice in a kind of 1980s way on the pigtail one.
Yeah, it's really retro and cool. I like it.
So the one with me and the Rubik's Cube, no?
No, Scott, you just look weird in all of them. Except for the one with the sunglasses, but that pose is weird. But because you can't see your eyes, it doesn't look too bad.
Oh. But do you normally think I look creepy or just in these photos?
No, just in these. You look alright normally. It's just these photos you look really creepy.
Okay, thanks for that.
I'm sorry.
So that shouldn't be my new.
I like the Rubik's Cube one.
I do as well.
I've just seen it again. We could Photoshop you some glasses on if you wanted. I could draw someone in paint or something.
In paint? Yeah. maybe a little bit better.
So
but,
we've taken it one step further, see, because we were talking yesterday about how blokes, a lot of blokes, seem to have them in a suit as their profile picture now. We've gone retro, as you can see.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, 80s wasn't a good decade for you, was it?
Well, I'll leave that alone then.
Okay.
Okay, back to the Spanish then.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, we've got a new favourite thing today. It's from America, surprisingly, as are all our best inventions that we find. You know what it's like? It's your birthday, and the door goes, and, especially if you're a girl, I think, it's flowers from somebody. Or if it's a special occasion, like Mother's Day, your mum answers the door. Flowers. Not anymore. Listen to this.
Flowers. Flowers. Flowers again.
Ugh, not flowers again.
I'd be lucky if I had flowers once. How many times do you get sent flowers?
Hardly ever.
How many bouquets did you get for your birthday?
None.
Do men get flowers? They don't really, do they?
Not really. It sounds like she gets a delivery every day, though, on this advert. Listen.
Flowers. Flowers. Flowers again.
Oh, see, flowers just, again. Oh, poor you.
I just think she's ungrateful.
Really is. Oh, God, flowers. Anyway,
if
this is what you can send.
If you are bored of sending flowers.
If you are bored of sending them, here is an alternative for you.
This year, send them something new. Something personal that's full of love. A great big hug from you with Huggygram.
It's a Huggygram. This is so much better than flowers.
Is it someone that turns up on your door and gives you a massive hug?
No.
Is it a really good-looking bloke to turn up and give you a hug?
No.
Is it a famous person?
No.
What is it?
Here it is.
Even when you can't be with them, they can still experience your loving embrace. A Huggygram is the warmest, most personal gift you can share. It's your own loving expression that could always be wrapped around the ones you love the most.
Now, if you look up Huggygram online, Huggygram, you'll see that it looks like one of those things that old people use to keep the draft out and they put against the door.
What, like a draft excluder?
Yeah.
Oh, my nan used to have one of them with like a snake's face on it.
That's right. Well, this is what the Huggygram is.
So it's not a person who gives you a hug?
No, it's just like a massive draft excluder which you can put around your neck.
When you order, you can even record a special personalized message that plays right from their Huggygram.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey. I love you.
There you are. So you can even put a little message on it.
It's basically just a big bit of fabric. Mm-hmm. Filled with whatever, like a draft excluder,
yes,
with a recorded message in it, and you just tie it, what, round your waist, round your shoulders?
Yeah, so it's giving you like a hug, so you can put it around your neck, and it gives you a hug.
But it's just long.
Put it around your waist, and the draft excluder gives you a hug.
Why don't you just get your draft excluder and wrap it around you?
So much better than flowers, and you can do your own message.
When you order, you can even record a special personalized message that plays right from their Huggygram.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey. I love you.
Yeah. Do you like it? Oh, good, I've got a draft excluder.
Well, it's novel.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much of a hug it's going to give you. Just wear a belt. No?
Look it up online. Huggygram. It's better than flowers again. Hey, Emma, the florist off of Portsmouth. She's like, could you please stop saying that flowers are boring? I'm just trying to make a living here. Look, it's you versus a draft excluder that gives you a hug. I think you'll be fine business-wise.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Amy's been on from Derby saying, I just looked up the Huggygrams. I think I'd cry if someone brought that to me. They scare me. I know what you mean. It's quite weird. And also, getting a head kind of hug around the neck is almost strangulation, as you'll see on the on the ad. I think we've caused the Huggygram site to crash at the moment, if you're trying to get on it. And do be, please be careful how you spell Huggygram. It's H-U-G, then a gap, then E, then G-R-A-M. Dave mistyped it and looked up Huge Graham by mistake and got a real shock at work. Don't do that. Now, though, growing in popularity every day off of Oh, What's Occurring? Sally May, hello.
Coming at ya.
You all right?
I thought it would seamlessly integrate yesterday's Oh, What's Occurring into today's.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, all
right. We're not going to play it for about 10 minutes, but I just wanted to have a chat, see what we've been doing and stuff, because you've got so many fans. So many fans.
Don't, because I'll blub.
I know. I saw your Twitter message last night, and you were like, I'm going to try and follow every single one of you because you're making me cry because there's so much love.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, the way I see it, kind words, they don't cost anything. But, you know, it's like you don't get anything for free in the world today, so
yeah.
I might as well.
Has anyone unfollowed you because of your slightly weird picture of your thumb?
More than likely, I don't know. Mm. I don't know. It's more the expression that I'm worried about, actually, on my face. Yeah. But, you know, never mind. Sorry.
What's been happening since we last spoke?
Went to pub quiz last night.
Yeah, I saw you trying to cheat.
Oh, dear. That was a disaster, actually.
Why?
I thought it'd be clever because there was a music round and I thought, well, if people listen to the radio, they're adding me and they're obviously into their music. So I was tweeting, like, the world was ending, basically, these, like, questions. And I sat there and thought, right, I'm going to get something back in a minute. And then I realised that I hadn't got the internet on my phone, so I couldn't actually check any of the answers because I was Twittering through the Twitter telephone number.
Oh.
So, my friend Amy actually texted me the answer, which was nice, to one of them. But all of the other ones and all the people that were answering all the questions for me, I didn't get them until it didn't really matter.
You see, I feel quite strongly about people cheating in pub quizzes. I don't like it at all.
But it was a birthday.
I don't care. It's just, you always see somebody sneakily under the table typing away to all their friends. It's not my favourite.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Where did you come in the quiz?
Fourth. Yeah.
Well done.
Potentially first, had I had the internet on my phone.
Yeah. And I understand that you're buzzing on sugar quite a lot today.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm so tired. Really tired.
Why are you so tired? What time did the quiz end?
No, well, it only finished at about 11, and I got home at about 11:45, and then I stupidly went on the internet and went on Twitter and thought, right, I'm going to add all of these lovely people, and I'm going to, each one of them that has messaged me, I'm going to message them back, and I'm going to say thank you.
And what time are you up until doing that?
About 2:45, maybe.
Bless
and then
you.
And then I lay there in bed thinking all these things. Like, people were saying, oh, you should have your own show. And I was like, I can't believe people are saying this. I was like, the only thing I'd ever talk about would be dogs. The only thing I know about is dog training and cakes and, you know.
Oh, you're funny. I'm slightly late with what's occurring. I know this, but we've had some technical difficulties, haven't we, Becky? Basically, today there's been some problem with the phone, which means you have to phone a weird number before you actually dial out, and I keep getting a doot, 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 which isn't brilliant when you're trying to find somebody to play what's occurring, i.e. Sally May, because I spoke to her about 10 minutes ago. I was like, I'll call you back, because we're going to do it in about 2 songs' time, and now it's just making a weird beeping noise. But I'll try to get her on the phone after this.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Okay, we've got her on the phone, so let's do it. Sally May on day 3 of our daily quiz.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Hi, love.
Oh.
Sorry, I was trying to ring you then, it wasn't happening.
Yeah, no, it's beeping in my ear.
Weird. Yeah. Okay, Becky's ready, you reckon, Becky?
Yes.
You alright?
Yes.
Okay. Play along at home or on the way home from work on 81199, please. Oh, what's occurring Wednesday starts now.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Katy Perry and Russell Brand, Sally May?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
What does that mean?
She's a lucky girl.
Oh, right. See, we had this with Katy a while ago. We were like, what are you doing with him? But you're like the other
really?
Way around. Yeah, yeah. Because I actually love her quite a lot.
Oh, right. Yeah, she is really good, actually.
And when Chappers was on the show, he was really upset when they got together.
Aww.
Yeah. But you, obviously jealous of Katy because she's got Russell, is also the name of your dog.
Yeah, that's true.
What's the full name of your dog again?
Prince... God, hold on a minute. What is it again? Prince Russell of Ponderland II.
Good. Glad that you remembered that.
Yeah, I don't use his full name that often enough to actually,
yeah.
You know, but yeah, I need to, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Katy Perry and Russell Brand, I think they're getting married.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What would you buy them as a present, do you think?
I'd buy them. A cookbook.
A cookbook?
Yeah.
Okay.
A celebrity one or just a general one?
A general one, I think, yeah. If it's more of a traditional one, like with cooking, then comes from the heart.
I'd just get them something off their list. You know, like you have a list at a department store, I'd just get them something off there. Probably vouchers.
Also, I think that their list will probably include some quite expensive items that we wouldn't be able
to
afford.
That's where you always need to get on the list as soon as it gets emailed round, because all the cheap stuff is the first to go.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then you only get left with really expensive vacuum cleaners.
Brilliant.
Never try looking at a wedding list the day before the wedding. Not that I've done it, but never try, because there's only stuff worth about £300 left.
Right, no. That's a great tip. Anyway, we went onto Stupid Street earlier, and we asked them, what would you buy Katy Perry and Russell Brand as a wedding gift? If your answer is in there, I will give you a point. Sally May.
Oh, that's that's really hard.
I know.
Some hairspray.
Hairspray?
Yeah.
Becky?
Kitchenware. Is that too general?
Bit.
Frying pan.
Frying pan. Let's find out.
Oh!
So we asked the people of Stupid Street, what would you buy Brandon Perry as their wedding gift?
If you were going to Katy Perry and Russell Brand's wedding, what would you buy them as a wedding present?
Probably a new bed, because they'll need it after that night.
An inflatable doll.
Why an inflatable doll?
Because they're kind of freaky, so I think something like that would suit both of them.
I really don't know. I think I would make something myself, like a T-shirt for them both.
Right, what would that be? What would it say on it?
I know Katy Perry loves like bright colours, so something crazy, and I would draw something by myself, maybe them kissing.
Katy Perry and Russell Brand are getting married. If you were going to their wedding, what would you buy them as a wedding present?
Strainers.
Why is that?
Because it would go with his camp style.
Absolutely nothing. I couldn't care less about them.
Katy Perry and Russell Brand are getting married, so if you were going to their wedding, what would you buy them as a wedding present?
Something cheap, a toaster.
Why a toaster?
Convenient.
Katy Perry and Russell Brand are getting
yes!
married.
Yes!
Are they actually?
They are.
Oh my god, congratulations! They'd make the prettiest children.
Right, what would you buy them as a wedding present?
I'd buy Russell Brand a trilby hat and a haircut.
I'd buy Katy Perry a red beret, like a French hat. I think she'd look really good in a French hat.
She's got loads of them.
Yeah, but it would have my name on it, and she'd always be reminded of her best friend.
Right, good. So frying pan and hairspray not in there.
Then I get half a point for haircut.
Hmm.
No, don't do it.
What, because it was hair in there somewhere?
I thought if I got the word hair in there...
No.
That's half a point? No, alright. That's alright, don't worry, it's fine.
No, actually not.
That's okay.
I would have said comb for Brand's hair.
You'd never fit it through, would you?
No, you actually, yeah, it would be really hard.
Yeah.
Okay, no point, sorry.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Do you watch EastEnders, Sally Mae?
All the time.
Do you love it?
I do love it, yeah.
Now, do you remember last Friday they had one of those special episodes that they do every now and again where it's just two characters?
I saw this on
Who
Friday.
Max and Stacey.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know
when
what?
I've followed her.
I'm not sure if I like the two character ones.
Mm.
It's nice if someone else comes in the caff. Do you know what I mean? It's, or
yeah.
like
yeah,
wherever they are.
On a bit.
Yeah. It's like that one where they had Dot on her own. I mean, it's sweet and all, but.
Yeah.
She won an award for that, though, didn't she?
She did, you're right.
But I just wanted someone to pop in and say, all right.
Hiya, do you want a cup of tea? Just to spice
it
up a bit.
I could do that, I'll do that.
Yeah. Anyway, last Friday was all about Max and Stacey for a whole half-hour episode, and Max was trying to get the confession out of Stacey, right?
Yeah.
But Max had this annoying habit of repeating pretty much everything that Stacey was saying. Is this all coming back to you now, Sally Mae?
I can see them in the apartment bit, and it's like grabbing her face.
Grabbing her face.
I didn't notice this at all, and I watched it.
Oh yeah, quite a lot of repetition really from Max. So, my question to you on this EastEnders, oh, what's occurring? How many times did Max repeat something that Stacey said on last Friday's half-hour episode of EastEnders? Becky.
I think this is a trick one because I watched it and I don't remember, so I'm going to say... Did you find this one, Scott?
Maybe.
I'm going to say one.
Just one...
Well...
Sally Mae?
Oh, no.
Come on, we're going to have to hurry in.
Come on.
Yeah, all right, it's two for... Four.
I'm sorry, what?
Four.
Four repeats?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Sorry.
Oh!
So then, it's Max and Stacey on Friday's EastEnders, and him just repeating what she said a fair amount.
Yeah, then what? Then what'd you do?
Saw a bus go past.
Oh, you saw a bus!
One.
I'm not hurting anyone,
Max.
Oh, no,
you're not hurting anyone, Stace.
Two.
Bradley's dead.
Yeah, that's right. Bradley's dead.
Three.
You gotta pay.
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 Four.
Just told you.
What have you told me?
Five.
You know.
I don't want to know.
Six.
I did it, I killed him.
I went to the room, I did it, I killed him.
Seven.
I was trying to be honest, mate.
Honest.
Eight.
What, would you rather I lied?
Yes, Stace, I'd rather you lied, yes.
Nine.
I just didn't feel anything.
Don't feel anything.
Ten.
But if it wasn't for this baby, then I wouldn't go on.
No, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
11.
I wanted to look you in the eye.
Oh, now you have.
Yeah, now I have.
12.
Oh, you don't know.
13.
Stranger.
Well, a stranger might do a better job.
14.
Didn't care.
Well, he said he didn't.
No, he didn't.
15.
And then you'll have paid.
So, an amazing 16 there on repetition. There was quite a lot, wasn't there? I wasn't just imagining that.
No.
It's not like you to get a good one.
I know. So, Sunny May gets the point.
Oh! What's the curtain?
Okay. You know Tom Deacon, he's our newest DJ on Radio 1. He's on straight after the official chart on Sunday night at 7. So if you're a bit bored on Sunday night, just put Radio 1 on. It's a good show.
You don't have to be bored to listen.
No, but you know what I mean? Sunday nights are sometimes dull.
I know.
This week, if you've listened to Tom's show, Paloma Faith is popping in for a dip in the bath. Ooh. They have a bath together. Also, Tom's big competition, you can win Florence and the Machine tickets for you and five mates, and you'll get a limo to the gig. That's pretty good. Sunday night from 7 with Tom. Now, we've been putting him through his paces over the last couple of weeks. It's an initiation ceremony that we do for all the new Radio 1 DJs. They have to just do stuff for our show, which is a little bit embarrassing. So, Tom's our new boy. I got him to call his agent earlier, and he had to say absolutely everything I said. But I'm talking in his ear, so the people of the agency cannot hear my voice, okay? It's only Tom that can hear me, because I'm speaking in his ear. Tom's agent cannot hear what I'm saying at all, but he's got to repeat absolutely everything I said. So, with Tom repeating everything I say in his ear, and them not hearing it, how long before his agent hung up on Tom Deacon, Sally May?
I'm going to say 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes, Becky?
Yeah.
30 seconds.
Let's find out.
Oh!
So this is Tom Deacon calling his agent. Remember, it's me talking in his ear, but they can't hear. Only Tom can hear me talking in his ear.
Good afternoon,
another one. Hi, it's Tom.
Hi, it's Tom again.
Oh, hey, I'll speak to Kat. Hi, Tom. Kat's still not back at her desk. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Can I just talk to you about something?
I'm fine. Is it all right if I just talk to you something about something quickly?
I've just been offered the front cover of a magazine.
I've got this front cover magazine offer.
Wow.
What do you think?
Where did that come from?
I don't know, but what
Radio 1 Press.
Well, Radio 1 Press.
Okay.
But what do you think?
It's nude.
It is nude, though.
Really?
Yeah, no clothes.
Yeah, no clothes.
Are you joking?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Okay, well, maybe I think that's something PR should talk to them about.
Okay, what do you think? With pants, would it be okay?
What do you think, if it was pants, would that be okay?
Just wearing pants.
Would you be all right with that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think I'd look good in my pants?
Do you think I'd look good in my pants?
Oh, seriously, it's a serious offer.
Why don't you ask her?
Okay, yeah, put me through this.
Hello.
Hi,
Tom, how are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks.
Listen,
I've been offered this front page.
What's wrong?
Listen, I've been offered this front page.
Right.
But it's nude.
But it is nude.
Okay.
What are your views?
What are your views, Kath?
I think that's... do you know what? I might put you through to Rob.
Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Heya.
Hello.
I've just been offered the front cover of a magazine.
I've got this, front cover magazine offer been given to me.
Tom.
Would you want to see me in my pants?
Would you want to see me in my pants?
I think what I'd need to do is I'd need to see it within the context of a broader press strategy from Radio 1.
You need to see what, though?
Well, I need to get a sense that they're sort of, that overall we're moving in the right direction with the press.
Oh, I thought you meant you need to see that.
And,
Sorry, I thought you meant you needed to see the pictures. Right, okay.
They're asking me for a leopard print thong.
They're asking for a leopard print thong. So I kind of need to know, just yes a quick no. Yes or no.
Well, as I say, I can't can't tell without sort of seeing a broader context for the PR campaign.
Okay, then.
What are your views on me doing it absolutely?
All right, cheers, Tom.
Okay. Right. Sonny, mate, well done. You were closest. 2 minutes, 21 seconds.
Can I just say, his laugh was brilliant.
I know.
I love it when they sound like kettles on a stove. it's amazing.
Yay!
Yay!
You're through for a whole week, so you'll come back tomorrow.
Yes, please, if you'll have me.
We'll have you, that's the rules. If you win, we'll have you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
I'll speak to you tomorrow, then.
See you tomorrow.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Oh, what's the curtain?
This is Mills on Radio 1. Mark in Manchester says, sounds like you had a nice meal with Greg James last night, and you even offered to pay. Nice one, mate. Like, that is something that I don't normally do. I'm not some tight Radio 1 DJ. I always offer to pay my way.
Apart from at your birthday.
Yeah, that's
but
different. It's my birthday.
I guess you could be excluded for that one.
Mm.
You had a better night than Matt Fincham last night.
What's happened?
Well, he came up to me today trying to get me to do his admin, as he always does.
Mm.
And basically, he's been Googling himself again.
Oh, no. This is Matt Fincham off the Chris Moore Show. Mm-hmm. I do actually feel quite sorry for Matt at the moment because it's been a bad week for him. The bill's been axed.
He thought, well, he says it's a coincidence that it was axed the day after he filmed his cameo appearance, but I'm but
we
not
know,
sure.
We know how much he loves the bill, and I'm sure it is just a coincidence that the day after he appeared, they were like, right, let's axe this show.
But anyway, last night...
Maybe some producer was like, right, seriously, we've got Matt Fincham on it. We need to just can this now. It's been 20 years.
We used to have, like, Emma Bunton and Russell Brand, and now we've just got Matt Fincham.
Yeah. And now something else has happened.
Well, he said he wasn't Googling himself, but he must have been. Because he came over to me today and he was like, about my Wikipedia. I was like, what do you mean you've got a Wikipedia? He was like, I've been served notice on it. So I looked at it and basically he's been given an eviction notice on his Wikipedia page, which means that they've put this massive warning on there saying unless he gets a better page, he's going to be deleted by next week.
Is he not important enough for Wikipedia?
No, it's exactly that.
That's terrible.
So now he's trying to get me to start a campaign to make sure he is important enough to
didn't know that you could do that.
Yeah, apparently. If you haven't got enough information on there, then they just delete you.
Oh, poor Matt.
Mm.
We need to help him out.
So he's got until the 5th of April.
He's still in mourning about the bill, and now this. He's about to be hoyed off Wikipedia because he's not interesting enough.
There's like about 2 paragraphs on there at the moment.
Oh.
One of which is, during his time on the show, Matt has revealed strong interests in both washing machines and the bill.
Well, we need to put this out there because, I mean,
people
must have stories about Matt Fincham. Mm. They must have different, like, anecdotes from the past.
Pictures
of Matt from days gone by. Mm. Pictures of Matt on nights out. And, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that you should, but I'm aware that you can actually, you know, edit Wikipedia yourself.
Well, no, it's just, basically, if he gets more facts on there and a picture and some more information, then he's got more chance of keeping his page open.
And when's his cut-off point?
5th of April.
And that's when they get rid of the page, if he doesn't make it more interesting. Mm. All right. Well, I'm just putting it out there. If we can all help Matt Fincham at this difficult time, that would be great. Like I said, any stories you've got, any facts that you know about Matt, any pictures, just help him out because his page is too bland for Wikipedia right now. And I'm sure that with the help of some others, we can make this happen.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Well, I want to talk about this because I'm sure this happens to quite a lot of people. One of my friends goes into what I call standby mode. You know, on TV, where you're not actually switching it off, but you can put it on standby.
Mm.
Right. There's like a human equivalent of that. If nobody talks to my friend for a while, like say we're all in the pub, okay? We're all having a chat. She doesn't really know what we're talking about or something like that. She will just kind of blankly stare into space. If she's not directly being talked to, if the conversation's kind of going on, but she's not like really in it, she'll just stare like that.
Oh, with the mouth slightly open.
Mouth slightly open, tongue slightly sticking out, and we now call it standby mode. And then you'll go... Let's say that her name is Sarah. You'll go, Sarah! And she clicks back out of standby mode again. And I've also noticed that Becky does this quite a lot.
What?
Yeah, if I don't talk to you for a while, like, not necessarily during the show, but upstairs in the office.
Right.
If I'm talking to somebody else, you'll just go, Standby mode.
What, with my mouth open?
Yeah, mouth slightly open, tongue slightly out like that, and you're not really listening, you're just kind of in standby. But if I just suddenly went, Becky, bang, you'd be straight back there.
Do you think this is what... Do you think this is what Gemma, my friend Gemma, means when she says, like, for no apparent reason to me, goes, are you all right, Bex?
Yeah, it's because, like, you're in standby mode.
Am I just staring?
You're not staring at any of us, you're just like that, like at a wall.
Maybe I'm thinking about something. What you're
no,
implying
I don't
from
think
my
you're
the facial impression that you're doing of me implies that I'm not thinking about anything.
Nothing at all. It's completely blank expression on your face. And then, but if anyone went, Becky, you'd be straight back on again.
Just maybe,
like,
I don't know. Like
a standby
it.
Button on TV. I don't think
do you
know.
It? I don't think you do it.
No, I don't. My flatmate does it in cars. Like, he'll just look at the out the window, tongue out. And also, sometimes when he's, like, really concentrating, like that.
Ooh.
Just, yeah, I just wanted to know if anyone else does standby mode. Oh, yeah, Lee and Solihull's been on. Yeah, my dad does that. We call it default mode. Gary in Birmingham does it all the time, see? Tongue slightly out.
Hello.
Hello,
hi,
who's
Scott.
This? Hello, who are you?
I'm Lorna from Nottingham.
You all right?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, I was in Nottingham a couple of days ago.
Was it good?
It rained a lot, but it was fun.
Yeah, that's typical.
How can I help you?
Well, I just want to say that I zone out a lot.
You go into standby?
I do.
Okay, and what are you thinking about when you kind of... When you just zoned out a little bit, what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about?
Just nothing. My mind goes completely blank, like I switch off.
Is it just because you're with boring people?
No, I don't know. Sometimes I just can't seem to stop it.
Right, and do you just stare blankly?
Yes, definitely. And people talk to me and I've no idea.
Mouth slightly open?
Yes. Probably drooling.
Right, okay, so this is quite common. Loads of people are saying it's called gorming.
Yeah, I'm a gorm.
Yeah. Hannah in London says I do the stereo thing all the time. Autopilot, says Kate from Preston. It's got lots of different names, it's still the same thing.
Sometimes it's good if you just can't be bothered to talk.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean you're having a bad time, it just means that...
No, you've just tuned out for a while. When was the last time you did this, do you think?
About a couple of hours ago at work.
Right, and what was happening at that time?
Just overload, I think. My brain just went, I can't take any more.
Yeah. So a bit of staring, mouth open, you see, happens all the time. All right, have a good evening.
Thanks, Scott.
I love you. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.